Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just want to be voted on the record in the affirmative on item 15 and 16, which I missed.
Without objection, that'll be done.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Item 18.
Item number 18, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to amend the home written agreement with Jewish Family Services Housing, Inc., and to increase the award of home funds from $675,000 to $1,485,000 for the construction of 11 units of affordable housing at 4400 West Bradley Road in the village of Brown Deer, Wisconsin. This item was also referred to the Committee on Economic and Community Development on March 10th. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 7-0.
Thank you. Director Collins.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Matthew will give an overview.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. So what you have before you is an increase to fund this housing development in Brown Deer to $1.485 million for the construction of affordable housing. This is actually a supportive housing project, many of these units will be eligible for Behavioral Health Division consumers, DSD consumers, and individuals that are receiving case management through Jewish Family Services who will be running the building. We're very excited about it. It's challenging to get supportive housing into all the municipalities outside the city of Milwaukee, so this will be more units for our consumers in the suburbs, which we're very excited about. We do have a pretty lengthy waiting list for Bradley Crossing Phase 1 that's been run very well. We're very happy with Jewish Family Services as a provider, so we'll be able to continue that relationship. We did look at this increase internally from our staff to make sure we're not over-subsidizing the project. We're completely comfortable with that. We also do a secondary review. Teague Whaley Smith, the Economic Development Director, even prior to being with the county as an independent reviewer, looked at this to make sure that the project's feasible, also make sure we're not over-subsidizing. So he did that with this secondary request and agrees that this is appropriate.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to adopt the resolution to item 18, and would like Mr. Matthew to speak to the timing as it relates to possible expiration of CDBG funds.
CDBG, these are home funds.
Home funds, I should say, home funds.
As far as the expiration? So, Mr. Chair, Supervisors, there's always HUD timeliness deadlines every year to make sure that we're expending our funds. So we do have a timeliness deadline to meet by the end of September of $600,000+. So this would certainly cover those funds to make sure that we are spending our money on a timely process.
I was just going to move approval as well. We had a vigorous discussion of this in ECD, and it's basically a reallocation of funds that were for funding the Marion project, which is not going to go forward at least this year. So, okay.
Any further discussion? Oh, Supervisor Lipton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The project's located in my district. I'm very supportive. I know there have been a few bumps along the road there, but I did have a little bit of concern about the level of increase. I think my concerns were addressed in talking with the Economic Development Director. Just a little more on that subsidy layering. It was explained that it was not all. This was not all about project design driving those costs up, but that the physical design, which is how the report makes it really sound, which that made me not so supportive.
Sure.
But it sounds like the financial engineering of it, the fact that it made it more competitive for tax credits if we provide more home funds and they took less tax credits, and that also the developer took a big haircut on their developer fee. And I just think those were important points to get out here because this is a huge amount of money per unit that we're putting in here. It's more than we've typically done.
Sure. Mr. Chair, Supervisor, those are excellent points. It's very hard to explain how tax credits work and everything. So there were two things going on. There were increase of costs here. But due to the way that tax credits are doled out, it does make the project a lot more feasible to receive competitive tax credits. So the award, this home award Without these funds, this project might not have moved forward just based on the way WEDA does their scoring and everything else. So that does play a major role, and I appreciate bringing that up, Supervisor.
Any further discussion on this item? If not, would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 18 for adoption prevails.
Thank you. I'm going to try to keep moving forward and get most of these people out of here before we break for lunch if you're
good.
So, item 19.